This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Didier Nicholas.
Well, welcome everybody to the Good Neighbor Podcast. I'm your host, Didier, and I'm joined today. We have our good neighbors, Jim and Andrew from Stanford Verticals, and very much excited. I've had a chance, an opportunity to speak with Andrew over the many months in the last couple months, and I just think he's got him and his company and his brother. Is that Jim? You're the brother? I'm sorry?
Business partner.
Okay. And they just have a lot to bring. You know, we're going to learn a little bit more about their business when it comes to shutters and blinds. So guys, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. So we're excited to have you tell your story. Tell us, when we start off here, tell us a little bit about your business, if you don't mind.
You want me to start?
Yeah, so my father opened this business June 1st, 1987, just a few months before I was born, actually. And, you know, always been right here in Sanford. He started with, you know, mostly, and we still do, with the manufacturing and installation of vertical blinds. You know, did that for years and years and years. I grew up doing it, similar to, you know, Jim growing up. We both have grown up working in family businesses under our fathers and kind of learning the trade. About, what, 6 years ago almost now?
You're coming up on six.
Yeah, Jim and I came back and kind of, you know, reformed the business with Dad. He's 84 now, so he was kind of ready to pretty much, you know, retire and throw in the towel. And we said, you know, at the time, Jim and I were at a national window covering company and, you know, weren't exactly happy. I mean, they just couldn't seem to get out of their own way in a lot of sense. So, you know, we came back, reformed the business, and ever since then, everything's been great.
Isn't it amazing how fast time goes? I mean, what did you say?
Yeah, you blink, and, you know, 6 years later.
Yep. Yeah, 6 years later, and then you guys are regrouping and coming together to take your business to the next level. So what are some of the, let's talk about some of the myths or misconceptions about your service, I mean, about the industry that you guys are in, because there's so many different businesses out there that offer the same thing. So what makes you guys unique and different?
I would say the biggest myth, if I had to really pick something, is, you know, the, let's call it the industry standard, is that, you know, they give lifetime warranties on every product, and that's pretty much across the board. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that sounds really nice, you know, to say, and people like to hear it. But at the end of the day, I'll tell you from experience, I mean, we've always taken really good care of our customers. We're very big on service after the sale. But I mean, I probably get on average 5 to 10 calls a day from people looking for repair services because they used some other company a few years back. And now that company has either closed the doors or don't bother returning their phone call, or, you know, it's one of those deals. It's like pulling teeth to get somebody out once they've got your money. So I would say the biggest myth in the industry is that you're going to get great service after the sale, you know, with the majority of companies doing this, as opposed to us who, you know, if I get a call from a existing client needing a repair, I'm going out and seeing that person before I go and do a new estimate.
Awesome.
That's probably pretty uncommon, at least we're told by our clients, right?
Yeah, it's you know, service after the sale is our, like Andrew said, our priority. A lot of that in this industry is just forgotten. It's all about getting you up front, getting the, you know, the sale, then sending out an installer that is either not invested in that job or not interested in how satisfied the customer is at the end of the day. So we really took this opportunity about 6 years ago now to put all this on its head and really take advantage of how we can offer the most service to our customers and the homeowner.
I love that. And I guess you guys are probably work a lot off of referrals or customers that are calling you back after your first job.
Oh yeah. We've been that way since Andrew's dad started the business in 87. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah. We've only recently started, you know, with some advertising, and that's been in the last, say, 1 to 2 years. I mean, the previous 34 years, it was strictly word of mouth, which I think speaks volumes. If, you know, if you can be profitable and stay in business for over 30 years without any advertising, I think that says that, you know, the work kind of speaks for itself.
Absolutely. No, that's a very good point as well. So let's talk, gentlemen, what do you guys like to do for fun? If you get some
well, time off. Well, that's been quite a bit over the years for both of us, naturally. For me, it's really spent a lot of time with the family now. I've got 3 kids at home, so my wife and I like to spend a ton of time with them, naturally. Andrew, different, you know, you evolve and grow, as you know, as the years go on. And I think that definition of fun changes, especially as you're approaching your mid-30s or older. So,
yeah, I mean, I have a 12-year-old son that, you know, basically my free time is committed to him, kind of into the home theater hobby. So, you know, that's what I spend my time doing for fun when I'm not, you know, doing this.
Oh, absolutely. And I know you're always on the go, based on our many conversations. So last but not least, what is one of the things that you want our listeners to know about your business? What's the thing that really stands out?
Well, I think that, you know, it's kind of the bullet points. I mean, the thing that really separates us and I think why we're so highly rated is the majority of the companies, at least at this level, you know, in the business, they've got, you know, sales reps that come out, they've got the install crews or the subcontractors, whereas with us, you know, the owner comes out, does the consultation, measures for the product, you know, we order the product, we look over the, you know, the blueprints that the supplier sends and we check it off, you know, we pick it up, it's produced locally. So, you know, we're not sourcing from China or Mexico. It's coming right here locally. We've been with our supplier for 34 years. They're also family owned and operated. So on the, you know,
Andrew's point, we're completely in-house. We take care of the client from beginning to end. We can't pass the buck down the road to anybody is the point. So if you call and you have an issue or a concern, you're getting an owner 100% of the time. There is no, you know, call center, outsourced services, or anything like that. You're getting accountability from beginning to end well after your products have been installed. We take great pride in that. We really do.
Well, I can tell you guys are very passionate about your business. This is it. So tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you. Kind of share your website, your phone number.
Sure. The phone number would be my direct cell, 407-321-3601. The website, sanfordverticals.com. You can look up many, many reviews and thousands of photos of our work on our Google business listing. And then we're, of course, on social media, Facebook, Instagram, etc. at Sanford Verticals.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much to you both. And we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpwindermere.com. That's gnpwindermere.com. Or call 407-783-8320.